Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast, Kathy. If you haven't followed my show yet on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to press follow. Also, if you want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, I'm at Strict Anonymous on both Instagram and Twitter. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody remains anonymous on my show. Everyone's names are fake. Everyone's voices are fake. You could be out and proud, though, if you want to as well. So if you have an interesting, naughty life story that you want to talk about, or just like a regular, super interesting story that isn't even naughty, I like to do stories like that, too, as like bonus episodes. I'm open to that for sure. I could talk about anything. I just love a good story. So if you want to be on the show, either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Now, if you want to leave a naughty confession or you want some advice, call my confessions hotline. Your confession or your question that you need advice on might make it on a confessions episode. Just call 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You can call that number 24/7. You have 4 minutes, leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change everybody's voices. I take out any numbers or emails or names from there. So the only thing I ask is that you call from a quiet location. Do not call me from your car phone, okay? Hold the phone up to your ear in a quiet room. If your confession doesn't make it on an episode, it will be posted on my Patreon. On my Patreon, you get all of the anonymous confessions. You get all of the episodes early and ad-free. You get all of the anonymous pics of all of my female guests and a lot of my male guests too. Hot, sexy pics. Every single woman that's been on my show, you want to put like a hot body to the episode, join my Patreon. They're all there. Because I've been doing my Patreon for years. There's so much content on there and it's only $5. I'm raising it up to $7 at the end of April. So this is your last chance. You get in at $5, you stay in at $5. If not, it goes up to $7 in April. That's still a great deal. People charge way more for way less. You also get access to my Discord. There's over 2,000 people on my Patreon to begin with. My Discord is a place where everybody that's a part of my Patreon community gets to go on and upload their own stuff. And that is a NFSW site. So you could do whatever you want on there. And people get super naughty. You also see the X-rated pics of my guest over there. I don't deal in the X-rated stuff. I'm on Patreon. My stuff is all R-rated, but super sexy, but R-rated. The X-rated stuff is over on my Discord. You get all of that right now still for a month and a half, or not even, just like a month, $5 a month. You can cancel it any time. But if you do and you try to sign back up, which a lot of people do, it will be higher. I'm going up to $7 in April 1st. So anyway, let's get right to this episode today. I have on Camille. She called in 2016. This episode was from 2016. This is a repeat. But when I repeat an episode, because I'm so crazy and I'm OCD and I'm a perfectionist, like I edit the shit out of it. Like I took this old episode, which I don't think a lot of people have listened to. I have a very large audience, but I don't think a lot of people have gone back that far. Like I said, she called in 2016. But what I do is I go back and find the original file. I found the original file and I re-edited it and made it so much better. That's what I do when I do a repeat. I don't just air it as is. I'm so much better at doing my job now than I was years ago. So it's a much better episode now to listen to. It's super interesting story, okay? Camille really does have a husband, a boyfriend, and a new girlfriend, okay? There's a lot of players in this story, and it's super interesting. Camille had a husband who cheated on her, and then she got a free pass to go get a boyfriend, and that gave her such a different perspective of his cheating, and she's been dating that boyfriend now. She recently had a threesome with her boyfriend. They talk about that. Wound up being with a girl, and now she's seeing that girl outside of the threesome. Her husband doesn't know about it, and you're going to have to find out why her husband doesn't know about it. And it's not as complicated as it sounds, but it's super interesting because, like, her boyfriend also is married and has an open relationship. And she talks about how he got a free pass from his wife. It's like I said, there's a lot of players in this episode, and it sounds kind of confusing, but it's really not. But it's interesting for sure. There's a lot of juicy details. I'm not going to get into all of it because people say my intros are too long. So I'm shorting them up for you. Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to be right back on with Camille. Hey, Camille, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. You're on the phone with Kathy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I know when you wrote in, you were like, oh, I have the same old story as everybody else. And you really don't. I mean, you're in an open marriage, right? And we'll start there. But it didn't start off that way. Your open relationship came about after shit went down in your relationship. So why don't we start from what happened first, which is you caught your husband cheating, right? And how did you catch him cheating? And who was he cheating with?
I mean, I didn't catch him. Like, I didn't catch him red-handed or have evidence, but I just knew because there was one person he kept talking about that I know he had become friends with recently. And her name came up just kind of way too much, way more than other new friends. He saw her more often than he sees other friends. He's a busy person. He doesn't usually see people that often. And just the way her name would wedge itself into any conversation, I could tell, you know, at least that he had feelings for her. And then he was seeing her so much that I felt like there's something's up. I mean, my friends and I were already calling her like his girlfriend.
Yeah, guys don't understand that. Women have very strong intuition. Like, they just really do.
We've been raised from birth to pay attention to other people's feelings.
Exactly.
We get really good at it.
Yeah, we know.
So I just knew. I mean, he lied for a long time. Like, I asked him again and again in front of our therapist. I mean, he just denied. And I would go back and forth between believing him and not believing him. And then this was like in a horrible time in our marriage, and he left me. This lasted a week, but he left me. We were going to get a divorce. And then after a week, I called him. We talked. We agreed to try again, but I said, we're trying again. I really need to know the truth about this person. And I think just because we were starting anew, it was kind of, we had promised to be more honest with each other. He just couldn't deny it anymore. He denied it so many times. He said, he started small. He said, okay, it's true that I have some crushy feelings about her. And I think he told me that they had kissed at first. And then over the course of a few days and talking about it, he little by little talked to more. And they had, like, you know, an affair. And he also had, I guess what you would call an emotional affair. It didn't get very physical with another person.
Oh, and so there was more than one?
There was more than one. There was two.
Okay, so he copped to the fact that he went a lot further than just kissing her, right? Like, he was, like, having sex with her and that whole deal, right?
Yeah.
The one that you thought. And then he said, oh, and by the way, there's also somebody else that you had never even known about that I actually have feelings for?
Yes, that he saw a bunch of times and they talked about if he and I split up, they would get together maybe, and there was, like, a lot of romantic talk. There was one kiss, like a makeout sesh, but that's where that stopped.
Yeah, but I mean, why did that stop? Because he was married and she wasn't into it, or what? Or is it because you guys, like, the shit hit the fan with you, and so he stopped it?
I mean, I think it was a combination of things. I think that because he was married and because she lived in New York, she lives in LA, they didn't see each other that often. And I don't even think he was considering leaving me for the other person. But leaving me wasn't for her. It was just things had gotten really bad between us. I mean, that's the climate that made that happen, I guess. And that's partly why I was able to forgive him, as I felt like things were really shitty. I wasn't being nice to him. He needed something.
I remember I had one boyfriend and he cheated on me and I treated him like shit. Like I literally, and then when I found out he was cheating, I was like, okay, listen, I'll treat you better if you just dump that girl and come back to me. And it never was good after that, whatever. Cause I don't have it in me to trust somebody again after that. And I think that that's always the hardest thing. So this guy tells you like about the one girl, but the other one, I'm sure that's like, it totally blew you away because you had no idea about her, right?
I had no idea about her. It did blow me away. In fact, I remember he told me we met for a drink at a wine place, wine bar by where we live. And he told me that, and I've never done this before in my entire life. And I didn't consciously do it. It just happened. I watched it happen. I slapped him across the face.
Like in the movies.
Yeah. Like, I just watched my hand fly up and do it. I had no control over it. And right after, we both were like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Oh, you, I mean, that must have just been so, like I said, I mean, it's one thing when you kind of know that thing is going on, and that's bad enough. But to top it off, like, there's somebody else, and I have feelings, that's, like, really hurtful.
And he also told me there was another person he flirted with. Nothing happened, but it was significant enough for him to have to, like,
somebody needed to tell him, like, he could have stopped at the first one. What's the point of, like, all that extra information?
I'm glad he gave me that extra information. I'm glad because I really am a person who wants to know everything. I don't want to see everything. There was a point where I don't even remember why he let me read some of the text between him and, like, the main person, and I read one and threw them all across the room and didn't want to read anymore because
I would think it'd make you physically, like, nauseous almost. Like, I think that's just way too much.
It was too much. And so I don't want to see any of their communication. Like, I don't want to see everything, but I want to know concrete information. Right. It helps me not fly off into the things that you imagine may have happened are generally so much worse than what happened.
Right, exactly. Like, what people don't understand, especially people that are, like, keeping lies from somebody else, is that most people could handle the truth. It's the lying and the not knowing that is literally crazy making.
The lying is crazy making. Yeah. And I have a special, I'm especially, like, I hate it. I've broken up with friends over them, you know, lying to me. I can't deal with it. So that was the thing. I mean, that was the thing that took forever to get over.
Yeah. Okay. So after you find out, how long were you guys married at this point or together?
Okay. We were married for, let's think for a second, about almost 10 years, but we've been together for 23 years.
Oh my God. And how old were you guys when you met him? How old are you guys?
Literally half my life. I was 23.
And how old was he?
He was 34.
Let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear. And that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. And no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347
407-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Oh, and if he's only cheated on you once, it's really not that bad after 23 years.
I kind of agree with you. I feel like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you have kids with him?
100%. No, we don't have kids.
Okay. So you were with him for a very long time. And so what happened in your marriage that towards the end, or like right before he started cheating on you, like you started to get really like cunty to him? Were you, was something going on with you, or what was the deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain. It was more emotional than like any event happened. But there was a point when I decided, well, first of all, I was like working like crazy. I had this new job. I was working way too much. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted more from him. I wanted us to be emotionally closer. I felt like we were, we reached a place where we were just polite to each other in a way.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of relationships get to that point, right? That's why I'm asking you these details, because I think it's interesting and probably people could relate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we weren't talking about real stuff and our feelings about stuff. We were brushing along the surface of things. I think, yeah, like a lot of couples do. I think especially couples who have kids, like the kids.
Yeah, even worse.
Take over. Yeah. And And I didn't like that. And so I started demanding kind of more, and I went about it all the wrong way. Like the way you get someone to be more honest with you and closer to you isn't by yelling at them that they're not close enough to you.
I think it's like women communicate and the way that they would want to be communicated to. And it's that whole men are from Mars and women's for Venus shit. It's like very true. And so when a woman complains to a guy about stuff that she wants, she always does it the wrong way if she's doing it naturally, right? Because our natural way is to do it the way we would want it or we would respond. And it's very different than the way a man. And so he just hears it as blah, 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 nag, nag, nag. And so then it gets worse, right? You get with a woman gets worse because she's not getting what she wants and she keeps speaking up. And sometimes that's what leads to the woman cheating. I mean, in this case, it led to him cheating, but could have also in those that situation a lot of times is the reason why a woman goes and cheats, right? Because she's like telling this guy, her man, I want these things, and he's just doesn't do it. So she goes and finds it someplace else. But you were too busy with your new job and he was the one that went checked out.
And I also think that if he understood what I was asking for and was able to do it, he would have done it. It was that he just didn't know how to emotionally communicate more. Mm-hmm. And here I was demanding for him to do something that he didn't know how to do. And so it led to this really long stalemate between us that got worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And then we got more and more estranged. And it led to this atmosphere of like us being not very nice to each other and then him cheating on me.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, that happens sometimes. That's why I always say, like, with the cheating story, I think I said this on my intro the other day. I mean, you could hear 50 cheating stories and not every one is like, oh, that guy's a pig or an asshole. There are different ranges. There's different reasons. If you listen to the whole story, you could say, okay, like maybe you should give that guy another chance because there's things that were going on, right? And so I totally understand that. You had a lot invested in this guy. Like, you didn't have kids with him, but you were with him for your whole life, practically, right? Your whole adult life.
My whole adult life, for sure. I mean, half my life, literally.
Yeah, I think it's hard for a woman to walk away when there's even a little bit of hope. So you think to yourself, like, oh, like maybe if I didn't do this or that, things would have been okay. So you have to like give it that shot. So you, for that time afterwards, were you like a crazy person though? Like very distrustful? Like how did you get to the point where you could trust him again? Did that take a long time?
It took a year. It took a really long time. It was, I think for a lot of people, it took longer than that. I mean, a year feels like nothing for what had to happen. How did we get there? I mean, a lot of it was he answered my questions.
Yeah, there has to be like full disclosure, right?
Yeah, there was that. And he, and, I mean, I never wanted to like look at all his emails and look at all his texts or anything like that. Because I feel like privacy is important. But I did, well, and I also instituted a thing that kind of turned out to be kind of genius, which was like I always had more questions for him. And it I didn't want that to take over the time we spent together. I wanted to also have the relationship and have nice times together and have it not just be a constant interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
So we instituted a thing we called Sunday Questions,
mm-hmm.
which was every Sunday we would get an hour for me to ask my questions from that week. So when I had like questions or worries or whatever, I would just write them down and not ask them right away.
Did your therapist help you with that, or did you come up with that?
I came up with that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And it worked for you guys, obviously.
Yeah, but like it was hard. I was having flashbacks like of stuff I didn't even experience. I was having nightmares. I was like not able to walk right next to like places I knew they'd been together. It was really awful. And I had never been a jealous person, and I was like consumed with jealousy.
Of course, because it's like the rug was pulled from underneath you. It's almost like a post-traumatic stress disorder.
It totally is like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, with the flashbacks and everything and just anxiousness. And it was really, really awful. And I have to say, the thing that helped with that the most was going on a date with somebody else.
I know. And that's where I want to fast forward to, because I've spent a lot of time on your cheating story. But like the real interesting part of this is somewhere along the line, you get the okay to go on a date with someone else. Like, how did that come up?
So that came up because it was like a year after the disclosure of the affairs. Things had gotten way better, but they were still up and down. During one of the down periods, he was like, let's take a break from each other for a month, which was crazy to me. And I saw that as he was getting ready to leave me again. I know the first time he left me, I sort of fell apart for 2 weeks. I didn't want that to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And then in trying to think of like, how can I prevent that from happening? One of my ideas was like, I'll go on a date with someone else just so that I'll see that it's possible to go on a date with someone else. You're not going to be alone forever if he leaves. Also, that there are people out there who might want to hang out with me. I just needed some assurance that like there were other people in the world that I could be interested in, that could be interested in me. That's all.
Really, you did it for yourself, and that's the smartest thing to do. And that's what you had to do because or else you were like in the weaker position.
Yes, I totally felt that way. He was running around acting like a single person during that time when he had the affairs. Yeah. And I felt jealous. I felt really jealous that he had gotten to kiss someone else and have sex with someone else. And I thought, geez, I haven't done that in 23 years. I will never be able to do that.
Yeah, because you plan on like dying with this person, right? Like, I mean, you're never going to leave
him.
So it's just one guy your whole life. Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine. So was it during the break that you met this other person?
It was during the break that like I made I quote unquote met him like on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended the break in between then and when I actually went on the date.
Mm-hmm.
But he still, my husband thought it was actually a good idea for me to go on a date anyway.
Now, was he dating too?
No, and he's still not.
Okay, and you know that for sure?
Yeah, I do, because why would he lie now?
Because I don't know. Like, why wouldn't he go date too if you're doing all this stuff? Because what happens is you go on OkCupid, right? You meet somebody else. Your husband says, okay, but you like, it's not a one-off thing that goes away, like his relationships. He's not with those women. This is a person you call your boyfriend, right? This is someone that you are hardcore with, like probably not just sexually, probably emotionally too. Remember how you felt when he told you all that stuff? I mean, he's got to have some level, have some feelings about it, but yet he's not doing anything. Just like you thought to yourself and said, oh, he got to be with somebody else. Why shouldn't I? You would think that these kinds of emotions and feelings would go through him as well. Even though it's a tit for tat and you would say you're even, but like you're not, he's not even. Like you got a little bit more than he did.
Way more. I mean, I've been with this guy for a year now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know that he has those thoughts because he'll sometimes mention things. Like I said to him from when we decided to open the marriage, like you can do basically whatever you want as long as you're safe. And as long as I kind of know the basic parameters of what's going on, like, it's fine. And he's checked with me a few times, like, so that means I can do, like, this thing? And I'm, like, always say, yes, you could totally do that. And he checks often enough that it's obviously in the back of his mind. He hasn't done it yet. He still says he probably won't. I don't think that's true. But it's, I mean, it's for a host of reasons. One thing is he's a middle-aged man. He's a little bit shy about getting naked with some new person.
You think?
Yeah, no, he said that to me. He said he just like body image stuff. And then also he has this intense fear of triangular relationships and being in the middle of things like that. And I, even though I assure him it wouldn't be like that, I think he has so much fear about having two people conflicting over him. Like when I started seeing this other guy, my husband's big worry was like, well, once you start having sex with somebody, though, you're going to fall in love with them. I mean, it's like inevitable.
Right, because that's the way he is. He's a relationship guy, guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why he's that way. Okay.
And right. And I like relationships too and connecting with people, but I also am able to separate sex and love when we look at head fuck buddies and things like that.
So, but you, you know, but the guy that you meet on, the guy that you meet on OkCupid, though, like you, it's like the first guy. I mean, you're pretty lucky considering. I know some single people that would love your, like the first guy you meet up with, right?
Amazingly. Oh, actually, it wasn't even OkCupid. That one was, it was Bumble. I should give, give credit where it's due. That's the one where women have to be the ones to message first, but men can't message first.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you see a guy, you're like, he's my type, and you hit him up, and he's like a great guy, right? And does he know, obviously he knows. I mean, you guys seem pretty open and honest. So he knows the fact that you're married and you're with somebody else, and he's cool with that. What's his story?
Of course, he's married, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Okay, and does his wife know too?
His wife, she knows everything.
Oh, I need all these people. I wish we had five people on this podcast. I need some do some conference. Can we conference in these people? Okay, there's a lot of players in this story. I need to, and I want to know everyone's like inside everyone's brains. Like I'm only inside your brain, but I really want to be inside theirs too. So this guy's married too. How does he have an open relationship? Like, what's his deal with his wife? Like, how did that happen?
It's actually exactly the same story, except for it happened four years before mine, where he found that his wife had been cheating.
Okay.
He'd actually been cheating, like, steadily for 10 years.
Okay. He found out.
He found out, and then in the course of talking through that, proposed, like, an open marriage.
And so does she see other people?
She has a serious boyfriend.
She has a what?
A boyfriend.
Okay.
They've been together 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I know actually. So far, that's the only other person that she sees.
Now, have you ever met her?
No.
Okay. So you keep that, like everyone keeps these things kind of separate and compartmentalized. It's not like you're all double dating and with your people and your boyfriends and your husbands and your wives.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that.
I would think that eventually it gets to that point because, listen, does he take it, like when you go home to your husband, does he ask questions? Does he feel like he knows this guy or does he not want to know? Is he like you and he doesn't want to know a lot of details or what's the deal? How much does he know?
He doesn't want to know. Very much. The sort of policy we have is that if he wants to know something, he will ask and I will answer honestly. And if something changes that I think he would want to know about, I tell him.
Okay,
and
now,
if there's just something I'm dying to tell him, I tell him.
But now your guy, the guy that you're dating, does his wife know all about you or do they have the same thing? The same kind of sort of
They're much less communicative about their other relationships. I mean, I don't understand how it works, but they obviously have a really good relationship with each other, but they don't talk about their other relationships at all, which is crazy to me.
Well, maybe that's how, maybe it's like kind of an all or nothing thing, like very black and white. I think it's hard to be like in moderate about it. Like I would think I would be more like, I want to know everything or I want to know nothing. Because your husband doesn't know everything. And that's going to be the next thing we talk about. And he doesn't kind of want to know. So there's that like middle ground, which would be very difficult for me, but everybody's so
different. He doesn't want to know sexual stuff. And I don't want to know sexual stuff. And I don't want to tell him those details. There doesn't seem to be any reason for it other than to make him feel bad and have visions of things that, you know, in his head.
But let me ask you, this is like a dumb question, but it just came up in my head, so I'm going to ask. What happens at holidays? Like,
hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous. Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
Obviously, I would think that you spend it, both of you, with your husband and he spends it with his wife. But do you like exchange presents on Christmas and shit like that? Like, I mean, do you get like both people presents? Like, what's the deal? Is there like that kind of like romantic stuff going on?
There is some romantic stuff. Like, we got each other birthday presents.
Okay.
But not like Christmas presents.
And like your husband, does he say, what did he get you? Like, I mean, is there like...
No, the first time, when I got him a birthday present beforehand, I asked, because it was early on in the open marriage, and I didn't know kind of what the parameters were. We still haven't, like, totally knocked them out, but I asked, would it be okay for me to get this guy, like a small
gift? Yeah, uh-huh. And your husband said, yeah, sure.
He said, yeah, sure. Generally, I don't go to him for help, but there was, like, you know, there have been, like, a couple times that he's given me good, like, boy advice, which has been really cute.
Yeah, okay. But he's never asked you for girl advice. Has he ever gotten, like, that close to having anybody in his life? Or...
No. I wish. I mean, I wish he did, because I think that would be adorable. I don't know. There's one person I know he has a crush on that I try to hold back from being too encouraging, because when you're too encouraging, it tends to have the opposite effect.
But like when you say that you think if you were too encouraging that he wouldn't go for it and you don't want to make him nervous.
Yeah. It's the thing where someone pushes you towards something so much that it starts to feel like they own it more than you. It's not your thing anymore.
Yeah. But let me ask you this and be completely honest, because I believe human beings, we're all, you know, we can't help being ridiculous sometimes. But like, okay, you have like your cake and you're eating it too. But do you really want him to be with somebody else, or do you feel like you would love for it to stay this way?
I do want him to be with somebody else, though there are mixed reasons for that. I mean, one is this wonderful benevolent, like it would be, it might make him happy. It would be sweet to see him doing something just for himself. I like this person. They have a cute chemistry together. But also, the not as benevolent reason, the more selfish one, is that I feel like it would help me feel, I mean, I don't intellectually feel guilty about anything I'm doing. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, but there's some part of me that still feels a little guilty or must, because I feel, oh, I would feel less wary of telling him things or less worried about how he felt if he also has something going on.
So it's interesting because you've come a long way, right, from someone being so jealous, and that I guess like having somebody else really makes a difference.
It gave me perspective on his affairs, because I realized, because before I met this boyfriend, I didn't understand that my husband could still love me and have these romantic relationships and tell someone else that he loved them. I just couldn't get my mind around it. And I concluded he must not have loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And he must not love me. Also, just things like, here's the first thing that happened that felt like a huge weight off my shoulders was, for a long time I was stuck on the fact that he had written a poem to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
He had never written me a poem. And right. I was like, that killed me. And because I also felt like you must have had overwhelmingly romantic feelings and just passion for this person to drive you to do something like that. And then this guy that I started, before I even met him, we had made a date. There was some like flirting over text. He sent me a poem. It wasn't a romantic poem. We had never met each other. It was just a funny poem. And so I felt obligated to write him one in return, which I didn't end up doing. But that feeling, I know that the woman my husband had an affair with wrote him a poem first. So I felt like, oh, I see how that happens, how you write a poem to somebody. It doesn't mean that you're, like, consumed with passion for them. Mm-hmm. I was about to write a poem to someone I never even met before. So that put that in perspective. It was no longer symbolic of, like, how he was shunning me. And so there were a million little things like that, including, like, oh, then I made out with this guy, and it didn't change my feelings for my husband at all. Then I had sex with this guy. It didn't change my feelings. Like, we started calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend. My feelings stayed the same for my husband.
It's so fascinating. It's so fascinating that it's like you had to experience it, and now you realize, like, it can be that way. Like, you could have feelings for two people. It's not one or the other.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I guess I knew it intellectually, but I had never felt it.
Yeah, I think you could only, because, like, intellectually, I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, brilliant, right? That just makes so much sense. Yet I know that in my mind, but I don't know that in every part of my being, because I've never really experienced it, right? Like you have.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. You needed it to, like, you needed to flip it. Like, you needed to be that other person in the scenario and then see how it really plays out. And that makes you really realize.
Totally. I mean, like, after the first time I had sex with my boyfriend, I remember just, like, walking home feeling this, like, lightness and freedom.
All right.
This, like, torture of a year that my brain was doing to me.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, so I felt like, oh, I want more of that feeling.
As opposed to going backwards and be in that terrible place that you and your husband were in for such a long time. And I'm assuming, because here I am thinking in my mind, because I'm not like you, like I haven't had that experience and been able to understand that maybe your husband, the reason why he's okay with you doing all that and doesn't have those crazy thoughts like you had is because he also knows that it's possible because he was doing the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he's not worried you're going to leave him. He knows you love that person, but you could love him because that's what he's done in the past.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably at the beginning he was a little bit worried about that. But I think the more I've proved that, like I kept saying, like, none of those changes my feelings for you. And
right.
I think he had to see that in action. And so far, like, I've been true to all of that. He's seen that, like, nothing has actually damaged or changed things between us except for the better. Mm-hmm. So each step of the way, the more I ask for, like, he's more inclined to give it to me because he's seen that, nothing has been a surprise or a bad kind of surprise in the past.
Let me ask you this. Do your friends and family know about this arrangement, or is it kind of like a secret thing?
My close friends know.
Mm-hmm.
My family does not know, and nobody else really knows. Even my close friends know. My close friends hang out with me and my boyfriend, and they hang out with me and my husband.
Mm-hmm. And so is that the same for him? Do his close friends know, but his family doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think less people in his life, but I think that's just of necessity because he's not the one with a boyfriend.
Are you guys still in therapy, or you're done with that?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've been in therapy forever from before we even got married, just as, like, maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you're always going. You always see the point in that. That's great. He just keeps the lines of communication open. And so now get to the point where you and your guy decide to have a threesome, because that's what eventually happens. When does that happen in this year-long relationship?
Let's see. So that happened a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, and this was with the boyfriend, not with the husband.
No, I know that. How does that come up? Okay. Were you guys talking about it? Did you ever do that with your husband, or would this be a new thing?
I've never had a threesome before.
Okay.
I hadn't really thought about it too much. It wasn't something I was dying to do. My boyfriend has had several threesomes, maybe a foursome or two. And it wasn't like he was constantly talking about it or asking me to do it. I just knew this about him and that that was, like, a thing he likes. And so just in talking about, like, our sexual histories, I would ask him stuff about that. And, like, what he liked about it, because I'd never had that, like, huge desire for it. And I knew my husband, like my husband and I had talked in a vague way about threesomes, and he was just like, not just not down for it, but repulsed by the idea of having to deal with two people's desires and emotions at the same time. So, but then the more I talked to my boyfriend about it, the more I thought, like, oh, I see how that would be appealing. And I started thinking about it, and I thought, like, that's something I'd like to do before I die. And if I'm going to do it, this is, like, the perfect person to do it with.
Yeah, totally. Because I know that the whole thing is that, like, your husband didn't want to know about it. Did he know that there was a threesome maybe coming up, and he's like, don't tell me about it?
Yeah, he knew there was one coming up, and don't tell me about it. I told him I wanted to do that.
Uh-huh.
Asked him how he felt about it, and he said he felt okay about it, but didn't want to know about it at all. He didn't want to know if it happened, when it happened. He just wanted to remain ignorant. You know, said, like, it's fine with me. Just don't tell me about it. And I'm sorry, I totally blanked out. I forgot what I was going to say.
And now the threesome is with a woman, right? It's not like you and two guys, right? This is you.
It could have been me and two guys. We were looking for both.
Okay, so your guy had done both things, and he had experienced all of that, and so you were open. You were like, you'll do either a woman or a man. You were into both.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've only done the woman thing. Do you still plan on doing the guy thing with him? I'm assuming.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's a possibility.
And now, did your husband ask those specifics, or he didn't even want to know?
He didn't want to. Well, no. Well, the first time I mentioned it to him, it was theoretically going to be this one specific woman who is my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And so I had said that. I didn't say it was definitely going to be her, but I guess he assumes it's a woman. I don't know.
So does it wind up to be his ex-girlfriend? Is that the woman that you wind up having the threesome with?
No, it ended up because she is in a relationship that is, I guess, in a monogamous stage right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I know that could be a possibility. So we went on OkCupid. We found somebody there that's awesome.
Now, was she, because OkCupid, I was on there once, and to me it wasn't like a site where you're like, oh, I'm bi and I'm into like threesomes. Like, it's more to me what I remember, like more like a dating site. But like, how did you know that this person was into that? Is there a part where it says that on OkCupid? I don't remember.
Well, on OkCupid, you can make a couple profiles.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so you guys made a profile together?
Yes.
Okay, and then this girl responded.
And we were just very explicit about what we were looking for.
What were you looking for?
We said, like, we're looking for, like, someone of any gender to, you know, be, like, a guest star with us sometimes.
Uh-huh. Did you have a specific type? Like, were you looking, whether there's anything, because had you ever been with women before, or was this going to be your first time?
I've been with women before, but it's been a long time.
So this was before your husband?
Yeah, before my husband. Yeah.
Okay. So did did you know what you wanted in a woman, or what you liked, or was it just like more the experience and you were open to all kinds of like women?
We talked to a few people. We were texting with a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm. Guys first?
Oh, it wasn't that we were specifically looking for guys. It was just like two of the people who responded to us were guys that we liked. We were just like, you cute, nice guys, and we were texting with them, and at some point my boyfriend had said I was thinking of it as this person seems nice, they're good looking, and it would be fun to watch them and my boyfriend do stuff, and whatever, it all seemed acceptable to me. And he at some point said, oh, no, I just want to make sure it's some guy that you're like really into and you want to tear his clothes off. And I said, oh, I don't want to tear any of these guys' clothes off.
So he was interested in you being very into the guy, and that freaked you out and turned you off or something? What was
it? Didn't freak me out. I just realized, like, oh, I wasn't even considering that I would be like super hot for this person. I was just thinking about the experience between me and my boyfriend.
Huh?
And like, that would be hot to have sex with a third person together. But I wasn't even thinking like, oh, am I supposed to like really want the other person too?
That's probably what's hot to him. I can't tell you how many guys are really into watching their woman with another man and how much that turns them on. It's like a thing that guys have, or women too. I mean, women could have that too, that kind of desire. It's just so, and some men are just wired that way. So he wanted to watch you really with someone else and really enjoy it.
Well, he wanted me to enjoy it. Yeah. And I think that, yeah, in order to, and it's not like he wanted to watch someone else taking it. I mean, you know, we're married to other people. It's not like he has some feeling of ownership over me that could get, that it would titillate him to have someone violate that. Well, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed when we had our season watching him and the
There you go. See, it's the same. That's all I'm saying. It's not about anything more than that. Like, you saw him with another woman and you actually, that was like a turn on.
It was, it was totally an amazing, it was amazingly hot and a surprise. So yeah, so I was like, well, these guys are like good looking and everything, but there's nothing about them that makes me like, oh, I really need to have this guy. And so then this woman wrote to us and I really liked her personality and her message. I thought she was really cute. She was, and I said, okay, this person, I actually feel like I could be really attracted to.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think? He was into her. We started texting with her. We just clicked.
Okay, so you guys wind up meeting her because, like, you have a history now with her a little bit. Like, you guys did this about a month ago, but, like, you're seeing her now also outside of that relationship. And that's this little kind of secret that you have from your husband because he doesn't want to know about the threesome, so you can't tell him about the girl because then you'd have to tell him about the threesome. But you have met her outside of it. So obviously it went well. I think you told me that in your email. So how did that go down? Like, where did you guys meet? How did it happen?
Okay. So we met in a bar at a hotel that we had also gotten a room just in case.
Uh-huh. That's smart.
Uh-huh. And when if she didn't want to do anything that night, that was fine. He and I would have used the room. And so, yeah, we had drinks and then we went up to the room.
Mm-hmm. And what went down? Everything and anything?
Not everything and anything.
What didn't happen?
There's so many weird and embarrassing, for some people, I guess, details. I don't know. She had her period, so there was no penetrative sex. But we did basically everything else. It was just really, here's what I didn't expect. It was 100% positive. There were, like, no weird feelings, no jealous feelings. It was so fun. It had a really light, innocent feeling to it. It felt like a slumber party. You don't realize when you're going to have a threesome that there's like a lot of the time, there's a bunch of time that you're not actually actively having sex, where you're just like lying around and like talking and telling stories and stuff. And that part was also great. We get along with her really well. She's someone that we both were like, oh, we would be friends with this person anyway. She's really cool. I liked her as a person. We got along as a person. We could joke around with her. She was funny. She's smart. And then there was just like a crazy sexual connection between me and her that I also didn't expect. And then she didn't expect. That made it really fun.
And now, so she had her period. Did you go down on her? Like, she just had a tampon in?
She had a tampon in the whole time, which was, I thought, pretty ballsy of her for her first threesome.
Yeah, she didn't want to miss the opportunity.
Yeah, and that was also fun with us. It was like plenty that we could do. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go down on her that night.
But she went down on you. I'm assuming.
She went down on me that night. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, she did, I think, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It felt like it wasn't like all these discrete acts, like then we did this and then we did that. There were just like hazy memories of something happening, watching that, getting involved in that, maybe going over on the side of a person. It just felt like very organic and fun. But since we knew that that's what we wanted to do, we made sure we didn't drink a lot. I mean, I'm a lightweight, so I had the one drink. I think they each had two. And then I do like to smoke weed, so I said it was actually a perfect entree, not even planned. Where I was like, well, I don't really like to drink that much anymore. I'm a stoner, but if you want to come up, I have weed in the room. And that's what we did. We went upstairs and smoked a little bit. And then we all had sex with each other.
That's great. Now, because you felt this like strong attraction to her, right? You guys, I'm assuming, exchange numbers because you've kept in touch with her and you've seen her now as well outside by yourself. You're like, you're sort of, right? And what's that been like? How many times have you seen her?
I've seen her twice. It's been super fun. How has it been? I don't know. It's been really fun. It's been like we've had sex. It's been really hot.
And where do you meet up with her? Because this is like now something that you're doing behind your husband's back. He doesn't, it's not really behind his back because he doesn't want to know about it. So where do you?
He doesn't want to know about it. And he's given, I mean, it's not like something that I'm like not allowed to do that I'm
exactly.
doing. Like there are parameters around it that make it okay. But I also feel like, well, I told him I would tell him if anything changed. This is a big change. But the thing is, he doesn't want to know about the threesome, and that's something he asked for. He specifically does not want to know anything about it, doesn't want to know when it happened, if it happened. In order to tell him about this girl, I have to tell him where I met her.
No, well, what you do is you tell him first that you have a woman that you're fooling around with, and when he says, where did you meet her, you say, at that experience that you don't want to know anything about. Like, I mean, then he's going to have to know. Or you say, like, you don't want to know where I met her. Like, I don't know. Is she going to be your girlfriend, or is she just going to be, like, somebody that, like, you fool around with? Like, what do you think is going to happen with her?
I think it's going to be somewhere in between those two things. So she's someone I feel like I'm going to have an ongoing friendship with that right now has like the sexual and romantic elements to it, but won't always, because I know she's looking for like a person, and I don't know that she's right now doesn't think she wants to be monogamous, but who knows? But I think I'll know her after the like sexual relationship ends.
But you do think it can get romantic too?
A little bit. Yeah, I do think so. I don't know. Here's another thing is that there was a while when my husband was telling me, okay, so I have a high sex drive. My husband is older than me. His is not as strong as mine. My boyfriend is not quite as strong as mine. And so that leads them to sometimes say no when I want to have sex, which should be fine with me. I know it's not like I'm working on this, but it makes me feel rejected sometimes. It makes me feel bad about myself. And my husband started out as a joke suggesting I get he called it a sex boyfriend. He was like, you need a third person who's just for sex, who's like a young person who just wants sex all the time. And he would joke around about it enough that I was like, okay, how much of a joke is this? And sometimes he would go, no, I'm serious. So then it wasn't even like a permission situation. We just talked about that, and it was clear that like we both thought that's a funny idea, but kind of a good idea.
Uh-huh, right, huh?
I feel like I don't think of this girl as like my sex girlfriend, but she kind of is my sex girlfriend.
Yeah, totally. She fills up that void. I mean, it's like a booty call.
She's like someone I really like having sex with and I like hanging out with, and like
Mm-hmm. So
I'm not just like sitting around waiting for these dudes.
Right. And it's something different, right? I mean, it's something that no guy could give you. You have this intense chemistry with her. She's a woman. It's not like you could go find that from a guy. You have two guys, but this is like something else.
It feels the same to me. I mean, the chemistry thing, that feels the same to me. It doesn't like the sexual attraction and energy and chemistry. It feels the same as it does with a guy.
Okay. But, I mean, the mechanics of it, it's like a different kind of a thing, right? Like, she has tits and a pussy. I mean, like, maybe you'd miss that if it wasn't her. And, like, now you just dick all the time. Like, maybe you realize, like, you like this, too. And that's, like, maybe the missing thing. And now you feel completely satisfied. Maybe you weren't completely satisfied before because maybe you were missing, you know, what a woman had to offer. Who knows? I don't know. You should know. You're pretty self-aware.
I mean, I think what I missed actually more, to be honest, is someone who just, like, really wants me all the time.
Sexually or emotionally?
Sexually.
Or both. Okay.
Sexually. Because I feel like I'm always the person wanting more. And it makes me feel sometimes, am I just not...
You should deal with that in your therapy sessions, maybe on your own.
I certainly do.
Because that's like weird, because you have your emotional needs met hardcore, right? Like, you have a man who really super loves you. You've been with him for a long time. You're pretty successful at that relationship. You're a relationship person. You've been in love. Like, you know what that's about. You know how to connect. You know how to be intimate. Like, you got that taken care of. So it's like interesting to me that you have this insecurity, whereas if someone doesn't want to screw you, you take that personally. Whereas you have all the emotional stuff and everything else. That's interesting.
I know, it's crazy. And it's crazy because I never saw myself as a person who, like, put any of my self-worth or self-image in my sexuality. I didn't think so.
Listen, you had 20-something years with the same person having this specific sort of relationship, you know, that common thing that everybody has, a monogamous relationship with one person. And now that you're out there and you're experiencing all this stuff, it's triggering other parts of yourself that are coming up. It's probably a good thing because it'll just make you even a better person, because now you know that you have this insecurity. You'll work on it. And 5 years from now, you'll have that down too. And who knows where you go from there. I just think it could get messy at some point because of this girl. We don't know. I'm telling you,
we don't know.
True. Like with you, I feel like it's like an evolution. And I don't know that this is where everything stays. This might be like a phase that you go through for a while, but you might wind up back. Who knows? I don't really know, but it's interesting to see where it goes. It feels like really, it may get complicated.
It is a little complicated to me. It feels like a little bit like.
Well, because you haven't told your husband yet. Is that what it is?
Everything feels like chaos. Yeah, that is what it is. It makes me feel like, whoa, I'm out of control.
Oh my God, you just need to tell him. I don't know why you're so afraid of this thing. It's no big deal. Listen, it's not like you kept the threesome a secret. He just doesn't want to know about it. But that's like a technicality that will have to be bypassed. Just say, listen, I need to tell you that there's like a woman that I'm fooling around with. You remember you said the sex buddy? Well, I got one. It happens to be a woman. And that's it. And maybe he won't ask where he met him. What does he need to, what does it matter where you met her? I don't think it matters.
He'll wonder.
Okay, if he wonders, then that's where you say, listen, you didn't want to know, but it's that thing that you didn't want to know about. That's where I met her. A big deal. Like, it's not that big. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Not in the scheme of things. Think of all the stuff that your guy deals with and he's cool with and he's okay with, okay? He'll probably be even more okay with a girl. Like, what does he give a shit about? Maybe he'll be like...
Will be more okay with a girl, though. That sucks that he would, but it's true.
Right, maybe. What is that going to really... I think the problem might be when you start to have feelings for her. And I don't know, that might be maybe a little weird for you. But I think he'll be fine with it. And I think you should just get that off your plate and just tell him already so you don't feel like you're doing like this secret thing. Because you guys have come a long way from that kind of stuff. And when that was going on in your relationship, it wasn't healthy. It's very toxic to relationship lies. And you're so above that now. You've been through a lot with him. It's just tell him. Like, it'll be fine. It really will be.
Okay. I think my hesitance is like, oh my God, I've given him so much to deal with already. And he asked for one thing to be ignorant of. And like, immediately I have to tell him.
No, listen, if he said, whatever you do, don't have a threesome, and you did, then I would be concerned for you, okay?
Sure.
All he said is, don't tell me about it. You're not telling him about it. You're telling him about somebody that you're seeing, and the thing about her is you met her at that time. You're still not going to be telling him about it. He's not going to know anything. He's just going to know you met her there. He's not going to know the details about it. He already knows that you had one, so it's no more...
He doesn't know I had one. He just knows I'm going to or have. He doesn't.
Okay, but he knows. So you had it. It's okay.
Right.
Trust me. It's not really. It's not bad. But it's making you feel bad, and you think it's bad. And I think that you need him to tell you it's okay, and you need to do that.
Yeah. No, I just need to tell him the truth. I'm always so worried of like I'm making his life so chaotic.
Yeah, of course. It's chaotic for you. And you're like, how much could this one person deal with? Especially the fact that he's not doing anything. Like, it is a lot. It's another thing to add on. It's another layer. That's where I say it could get complicated, because it's when you say the romantic thing, it's just like that. You're like, so maybe that might freak him out. I don't know. But give him just a little bit of information. You seem like a pretty straight up person. So if he asks you, you're going to tell him. And I think, like I said in the beginning, like, people can handle the truth and he'll be okay with it. He'll be able to navigate it, I think, because you're not going anywhere yet. And I think you're just like sowing your wild oats and he's coming along for the ride. And this is just another part of it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. And maybe this will make him inspire him to then actually go out with someone else.
Yeah, you don't know.
All right, I'll
do it, and then I'm gonna do. We need an update, like an on the call update. Okay, even if it's five minutes and everything was great, I want to hear about it.
Okay, deal.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for your story. It's very interesting.
That was fun.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks
of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.